It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Just can't even make it to the intro.
Buongiorno!
We're in Rome!
Oh, and when in Rome, Cliff?
Do as the Romans do.
Order six pizzas.
Any place I hang my hat is Rome.
You know I love Rome, Cliff.
Walking hip to hip. Don't you love Rome?
I do love it. This is a beautiful city. An absolutely beautiful city. I love all the old buildings.
This morning, oh my God, when we all went to the steps, you know, what are they called?
The Roman steps. Yeah.
You know the steps I'm talking about.
Yes. The Spanish steps.
Yeah,
there were just too many.
I was confused because I was like, we're in Rome. They weren't. We're not in Spain.
I know.
This isn't Britain.
No, we're not in Spain, dear. We're in Rome.
I know, dear. And but anyway, while we were there this morning, I was, oh my God, I had to take so many breaks walking up those steps. It took me like 4 hours because we had all that pasta for breakfast.
Well, luckily they had those little pizza carts along the way.
I need another pizza. Are there any pizzas here in the bottom of the Colosseum where we are?
No, I don't think so. We have them delivered, man.
Let's see.
Do you deliver to the Colosseum?
We're in the... tell them where we are.
We're in the bowels of the Colosseum, Cliff. We're down here. If you're not familiar, if you've never been to Rome, you haven't been out here to the Colosseum where all these... how wonderful.
Paint a picture.
Yeah, I am. I'm painting it.
Do it.
Give me my brush.
I'm with you.
This beautiful Colosseum we're in, they used to have duels to the death. And over the years...
Executions.
Yeah.
Then
horrific bloody things.
Like barbershop quartets.
All the terrible things in the world, they did it here. And the main floor that used to be here has, like, it was wood and it's all gone now. So we're down, like, in where the basement used to be, but you still see up to the sky. So
it makes me want to do, like, a Cliff and Kendall's Big Adventure movie where our booth is in the basement of the Colosseum.
And I just like to write.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, let's do it.
Hollywood, write that up.
Green light that.
Green light it.
With all the shit I've seen, it would be a great... I mean, I know it'd be a great movie.
I've seen way worse stuff than a movie about us trying to find our booth in the basement of the Colosseum.
Yes.
That's Oscar. That's 12 years a co-host.
Get the producers on the phone.
Get them on the phone.
So, yeah, Cliff, we're here at the Colosseum. It's amazing. 100 days of... I don't know what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Buongiorno, bud. Oh, dear. Bring that pizza pie into the booth.
Oh, it's a meal. It's a meal.
Oh, solo mio.
Pasta and pie. It's a pizza. Have some pasta.
Pass me a plate. Oh, my God.
Pass me a plate. You can sing all you want if you pass me the food.
All right. Put that over there. Kendall, don't eat that on the air.
Oh, whoops. Too late. I just had a bite. I didn't eat a bite.
That's for the break, bud.
This is not proper etiquette to eat while doing your show.
Oh, no. Please,
oh,
dear.
It smells so good.
Oh, the etiquette here in Rome, dear. Oh, oh my.
It is a beautiful city, though, dear, isn't it? City of beautiful love.
Oh,
and
it was so beautiful.
It is beautiful, dear.
It still is beautiful,
dear. We went to the Pantheon, dear. Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The Pantheon?
Pantheon. What did I say? Parthenon?
Pantheon. Pants are on. My pants are on.
Pantyhose. Oh, good one.
Dear, don't think about those unmentionables on the air.
Oh, dear, please. You're rude.
Oh, is that proper to speak of pantyhose?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we're going to the pantyhose.
They're filthy. They're alarmed. It's unspeakable.
This is the topics. This is the bloodiest thing that...
What are you even talking about?
I was talking about, like, the Colosseum, all the terrible things. I was going to say, this is the most terrible thing that's ever happened in the Colosseum.
Oh, okay.
His bowel attack.
Oh, good one.
I took a long trip around for that joke.
But when the listeners finally put it together, they'll be glad that you did.
A very special meeting this morning, guys.
Gee, I don't even know if we should talk about it on the air, but I will.
Oh, no.
We met with my good friend, you know, the Pope, dear. We have a correspondence. We ride back and forth, dear. Wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, I always see you read those fancy letters with the gold edging on them.
How have you never mentioned this? Well, dear, a woman doesn't talk about all of her friends, dear. The Pope's
Oh, no. You gotta keep something close to your heart, bud.
Well, yes, dear. It's a very important person, dear. And I don't like to speak of such things all the time on the air, but it was a wonderful meeting. We had a great time, chatted about a lot of things. He said he's had a lot of crazy weird visitors lately, dear, and he's good to see us.
He seems so happy to see you, dear. His warm embrace and his smile and his popish laugh. it was beautiful. He's very close to God, boys. Well, I told him to put in a good word for you two.
Oh, good. Somebody needs to, especially after last week with all the sins.
All the gluttony.
All the gluttony's been going on today.
In the past 35 years.
Well, dear, he's wonderful. He's way better than the last Pope.
He was such a charming. I'll never forget it, dear.
I'll never forget it, you know.
And when he blessed Fonky and Opie.
Oh, and after you sneezed, he blessed you then, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, my. Oh,
even blessed his bowel attack.
Oh, my. A papal blessing. Oh, my bowels.
Oh, dear, come along, dear.
What an honor.
I think there's a bathroom over there.
Yeah, oh, my God. The Pope,
why didn't they invite us?
Well, we were still on the Spanish Steps. We probably had only made it like a third of the way down.
Oh, you're right.
When they were shaking the Pope's hand.
You're right. Well, we could have used a blessing before we passed out on the steps.
Rome, bless you.
We're 20 minutes in and haven't even discussed what we're talking about on the show this year. This week.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
inner
beauty.
Beauty. Something we know a thing or two
about. Cliff and Kendall's are cuties. Well, if not, mayhem. Belch is an inner beauty.
Kendall.
That's your inner beauty flying out of you.
If you want to enhance your inner beauty.
Yeah, what do I do?
Be helpful.
Ugh.
Help.
That's so hard,
someone.
Though.
For God's sake.
No,
I could do that.
I could be helpful. That one I could do.
Oh, it's all the pasta.
Oh, God.
And you know, I had that
ricotta cheese.
That breakfast wine. And I had to drink yours because you're not drinking. You gave up the sauce, so I'm drinking for two.
You knew I didn't drink. I don't know why you got me one, just so you could drink.
It's Italy. They just bring it, like water and bread.
Yeah, so they put out the bread and the wine.
Yeah.
No, something else that gives you good energy.
So I had one of those big gulp, you know, things from at home. I said, pour his and mine.
Fill her up.
I like it iced, like Diane Keaton. So there's a sound that you hear when I'm coming near, the clinking of the ice in the cup, and it, you know.
Because one of the other things you can do for inner beauty, which I will not do, is go for a job.
No.
Or practice yoga.
That sounds like outer beauty maintenance.
Heart rate. No, because it makes you feel real good, inside and out.
Oh, inside and out.
Inside and out. there is one thing that I do want you to do, though, if you want to talk about inner beauty.
Okay.
And that is look at the beauty that surrounds you.
Oh.
Nature.
Look at here in the Colosseum. The ruins.
Yes. I mean, you know, some terrible things happened here.
But now it's nice.
Beautiful.
You know, but okay. Day or two ago, when we first got here, of course, I had to go out to the baths of Caracalla.
I loved the baths.
Did you go? I didn't see you. I thought it was more like a cruising spot to find some like some eligible bachelors.
Oh, that
you know
explains
what I'm saying?
A lot. After I got out, the water was a little low. I splashed all the water up.
Oh.
Oh, because I'm fat.
Oh.
Because I did anything.
Oh.
Cliff, it's time.
It's time for...
Some things you should know.
Things you should know.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. No. In the Colosseum. See, dumb.
What you want. Ooh, baby, I got it.
Woo!
What you need.
Yeah.
You know I got it.
I do.
All I'm asking is for some things you should know. Just a few things you should know.
Here we go. I love that new theme song you wrote yesterday.
Good. Took me all day.
I know. Couldn't get you out of the house. out of the Coliseum.
Well, I was wheezing on the steps this morning, trying to remember all the words.
Cliff,
yeah, go for it.
What? Oh, still getting yours together over there?
Go for it.
What
if
drink?
If I needed time, I'd say give me time. I don't need any time.
All right, fine. What drink combines as many types of rum as possible?
That's a...
A good one.
Rum-a-lotta.
No.
No?
That is a zombie.
Oh, zombie.
Because it turns into one and you want brains.
You want brains. Oh, I just can't wait for Halloween.
I can't either.
I really can't. I want to. I want to know. Maybe, I don't know what city we're going to next, guys. I don't even know. But maybe there's a haunted something.
We should find, like, a city that has Halloween in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Like, do you remember that Christmas song? Buona Natale means Merry Christmas to you. Oh, and it's appropriate because Buona Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you. And it's all about a little town. And they where never a clock has been wound. And they don't know what time it is or what time of year. So it's always Christmas. And we need to find the Halloween equivalent.
We do. Halloween town. And our clocks are wound too tight.
I'm about to wind you up, Kendall. Kendall, what star did Barbara Eden constantly fool on I Dream of Jeannie?
Star did she constantly fool?
Not Ursa Major. Is that a star?
Probably. I'll go with Ursa Minor.
Ursa Minor. Now, Larry Hagman.
Oh, good old Larry Hagman.
He was the star of the show.
I thought you meant like a guest that would come.
I know it was. I didn't say that these were greatly worded. These were what our writers faxed us.
Confusing.
And this is just it's just a show.
Just a show. Calm down. But what happens if you get pepper in your proboscis?
Pepper in your proboscis. That makes me turn into a rhinoceros. I sneeze.
Yes.
Adoy. Okay. All right, Kendall. Well, that's who wrote these for you? Writers, has anybody heard from our writers? Are these cries for help? What 1961 Hanna-Barbera series was based on Sergeant Bilko from the Phil Silver Show?
Yogi Bear.
No. Not you, the bottom dog. It was Top Cat.
Oh.
Top
that one.
Cat. He's a top cat around Top Cat.
Did you know that one?
Ooh. Kendall, I know a lot of things.
I know you do.
Let's just leave it at that.
All right. I knew Yogi Bear because it was my spirit animal.
Okay.
But what were first presented at Hollywood's Roosevelt Hotel in 1929?
Oh, Oscar.
Who will win?
Kendall.
Hopefully Jake Gyllenhaal.
Take out that hopefully.
I knew I'd start.
Write it in with pen. Definitely. He's got a movie coming to Netflix, everybody. It's at Cannes right now. Or it was a while ago. It was premiered at Cannes. Going to be on Netflix in the end of June.
Because yes, it can.
Who was the only member of Eisenhower's cabinet to be absent during the first televised cabinet meeting in 1954?
Hoover.
Wrong-o.
Nixon.
Oh, I was not on the...
I was not on duty.
But it was a damn good Nixon. I didn't even say anything.
It was. I knew who it was without an explanation at all.
Oh, she was a little bit effeminate.
All right, you're going downhill now.
No, I'm still good.
So, Cliff, before we go to break, I got to tell you one thing.
Oh, okay.
Was that all? No, sure. You had one more. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't. That was Nixon. That was it, right?
Okay, you're right. You got me a tear-off calendar.
I got you, babe. Yeah.
It, in honor of Are You Talking to Me, our theme, our segment that we play all the time, it had like movie quotes for every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of 365 days, there are some that are not the best. You know, you gotta pepper some in there that are not the best.
Right.
But some days, you hit the good ones. And it does. It like brightens up the day. I'm just thanking you for this, too.
You're welcome.
Because I'll be having a bad day. I'm like, well, let's see what tomorrow is. Because I have to know the night before, and I'll feel it all. And it'll be a really good one. And the day that it said, I just can't quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It made me think of you, and I told the story of how Jake Gyllenhaal was snubbed and how you were angry about it. Everybody loved the story. Anyway, I had to share it.
And it's true. They probably were angry, too. They probably identified.
Oh, they were all raging mad.
That damn straight. Yeah, if I meet anybody who's not mad about it, that's when I start wondering about them.
And we got to take a break.
All right.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
When you get up to get a drink, you really ought to stop and think about the way to quench your heavy thirst. The refrigerator is loaded, but before you grab a soda, why not try a big wet glass of water first? Oh, water is a drink that you can trust. No one's ever lost a tooth from us. So try to drink six glasses and sit down between your classes. When you're thirsty, reach for water. You know you really ought to. It's the best no-calorie drink in all the world.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back. I'll have pizza. Those two great renditions.
Just side by side,
yeah,
there.
In stereo.
Where the listeners, they can choose which one they want to hear.
You pan it to the left.
It's up to you.
Cliff, now, yesterday, I went over to the Boca della Verita. An ancient stone carving.
Where? Oh.
Of a bearded man's face. And according to myth...
Did you sit on it?
No. It will bite off the hand of anyone not telling the truth.
All right.
Bite my hand off.
Did what did you tell it? I'm obese. I host an unpopular show.
All those truths. Never bit my hand off.
The brutal truths. Share the most brutal truth first. Don't you think?
Yeah. Get it out there.
Get it out there.
They can't talk about you anymore.
Listen, don't you think, doesn't it help to think, just like from an outer space perspective, we are just human animals on Earth.
Uh-huh.
That's all we are.
Yeah.
If you were some super, you know, advanced being watching from above in a spacecraft, you would just think, well, there's some big dumb animal, and there's some other big dumb animals, and you'd be right.
And that one's just sitting and eating beets all day long.
I was writing a song.
Crockpot was having a panic attack yesterday.
Oh, no.
And she was like, oh, I can't catch my breath. And I helped her
by
doing what I always do. I said to Crockpot, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You just got to breathe in and breathe out. Mm-hmm. And think about how insignificant we are in the world, how tiny we are, little dots on this planet. And it just belts a lot. And breathe in happiness and breathe out shittiness.
Yeah.
And it helped her.
We're just humans on Earth. We're just humans on Earth. We're just humans on Earth. We're just humans on Earth.
All that matters is the inner beauty.
Inner beauty, 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 beauty. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody cries. At least that's what the kids are saying.
I was going to say, I cry about what the kids are saying these days.
God.
What the fuck, kids, are you saying?
We're just here to report what they're saying. We're not here to judge.
But
as we said,
cannot condone.
Yeah, we're observing and not judging.
Exactly.
So
we have inner beauty. Start us out, Cliff.
What the kids are saying, they're saying inner booty.
Oh, God.
And that's just another way to refer to the anus, as opposed to the buttocks, which are the outer booty. It could be heard in a sentence, oh, I got a tingle in my inner booty.
All right, Cliff. The kids are also saying resting murder face.
Oh, my.
It's when your natural resting expression appears so angry that people do not know you, and even though... People that do not know you, and even those who do at times, believe you may soon murder someone.
Hmm.
There you go. All right.
Oops.
Oh, shit. There goes all my notes.
Okay. It's Sorry, I accidentally deleted mine. I now have to undelete.
That's okay. Mine are on the
you
floor.
You dropped yours the exact same second I deleted mine.
Perfect.
But here, I'm in my recently deleted folder.
All you have to do is shake the phone and bring it all back.
Do you?
Yeah, if you like type something or delete something, you shake your phone. Like, do it. Shake your phone.
How?
Just shake. No. You
even if I'm in the file?
Yeah, you have to be in the file. Oh, that I don't know if you can do it with that.
Okay, well here, never mind. Right. Kendall, haptitudes.
Haptitudes?
That's your ability to replace crappiness with happiness. And I want us all to have a
good one.
Haptitude adjustment.
Bring me some more hap over here.
Hap. Let it all flap.
A San Diego thank you, Cliff.
Oh my god, is that like a Cleveland steamer?
Probably. It's kissing someone while they're taking a dump. Stan says, I gotta go to the bathroom, and Roger says, go ahead and give him a kiss while he's farting. I'm just reading what the kid is saying. I'm not making this shit
up. We're observing and not judging. Kendall snacks, bitch.
I need one of those.
That's what you are, one of those. That's a person who snacks a lot, eats fast and sloppy, or snacks on other people's things on a regular basis.
I do not do that.
I kind of do that. I'm sorry. Universe, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
For instance, you might say, that snacky bitch ate the last Belgian waffle.
That's just fun to say. That snacky bitch.
Snacky bitch.
I'm really sad that it cut off face jerking because I really want to know what that is.
Oh, I can tell you. After the break.
Okay.
These were the things kids were shouting about. Come on.
All over the place.
They're shouting to you. Come on.
Oh, bad. Oh. Yeah, the custodian's here at the Coliseum. They're wondering when we can move the booth. Are you boys about finished in here with whatever it is you're doing?
I gave them some of the lasagna I made yesterday, but it didn't slow them down.
Oh, they're cleaning the lower decks, and the next step is a basement here.
We only have 30 or 40 minutes left.
Just tell them just a while. It won't be long.
We'll cut it down. We've got 10 good minutes left.
You know, tell them they can come sit outside the booth and listen to the show. And
they'll be entertained. And tell them they find any notes down there. They're mine.
Oh, my. Oh, no, boy. I don't think that's going to do it, boy.
Oh, I got it. Go over there and let Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn startle you, and then they'll have to start over there.
whatever are you talking about, boy? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come along here. He's just giving you a hard time.
Oh, my bowels. Oh, stupid. Give me such a hard time.
My plan worked perfectly.
Oh my god.
Oh, good one.
Jeez.
All right, Cliff. It's time for community calendar. I think, isn't it?
It is. This is for our folks back in Busheltown.
I'm a mess over here.
Do you remember?
I got it. There it is.
When we fell in love. Good. Kendall, next Wednesday, there's a Rye Baby contest. Rye Baby. In the large rye field outside of Old Man Flambeau's squash barn. What you do is you let your baby loose in the rye field, and the first one out the other side wins a year's supply of strange squash.
Oh, sounds fun.
Rye Baby.
But where are we going to get a baby?
Opie. If we were there, Opie could do it.
Mr. Sunbone shaking his head no.
Oh, he could do it. He would get through.
Cliff, we are really missing out this Thursday back in Busheltown. They're having the Porker Parade.
Oh, we could have led it.
We were asked to be the Grand Marshal, and
damn it,
we weren't in town. But so all the porkers are just paraded up and down Main Street usually, but I mean up and down Shovel Street, but it's closed still. So they're going up and down Main Street. It's redirected. Traffic's gonna be a bitch.
Traffic is gonna be a bitch. Okay, Kendall, Thursday night. The Busheltown Debutante Parade. You're telling me about a parade? Move over, baby!
It must be taking over Main Street.
Listen, well, there's a different parade every day in the summer. And Thursday night is the Busheltown Debutante Parade. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at the South Busheltown Suburbs Country Club and end at the old abandoned Walgreens parking lot outside of the North Busheltown Woods. Each debutante has created a float for the parade, highlighting different parts of their personalities in hopes of ensnaring a mate.
Oh. Oh, well. Shallow floats.
Shallow. Well, Kendall, let's extend.
Sorry,
we're observing and not
judging. I know. It hit me right after I said it.
You judgmental.
I was giving you a example of what not to do.
Don't do it.
All right, Cliff. The Erotic Bakery.
I don't make these things up. This is just what's happening in town.
The Erotic Bakery is having its first annual Pastries in the Park event over at Flappy Park. They will have an assortment of their goodies and they have teamed.
What are you looking at over here?
I did this again.
Oh.
And I looked back at you. I was laughing.
I'm not even looking at you.
Because they will have an assortment of their goodies, and they have teamed up with the Bushtown AV Club, and they will be showing movies in the park Saturday night. And they want to be clear, they are not erotic movies, so bring the whole family.
Good, but the cakes are erotic, right?
Yeah, but you can just tell the kids they cooked wrong and there's some lumpy thing.
It cooked wrong, kids.
It's just bread.
Kendall, if you're still available after doing that on Sunday afternoon.
I'm not, got many plans afterwards.
Sunday afternoon is the gender neutral dance party benefiting the Bushtown Janitor Retirement Fund. And
that's a good one.
Yeah, leave your gender specific clothing at home.
Leave your janitors at home.
No, bring your janitor and leave your gender specific clothing at home and dance to some tunes that appeal to all shades of the gender spectrum, all for a good cause. And it is a BYOB event, but it's also a leave your. Sorry, it's also LYGAH, which is leave your genitals at home. Sorry,
I can leave your jumpsuit at home, your janitor jumpsuit.
Whatever. It's a lot of fun things going on in Bushtown this week. Get out and live. Don't you think when you go out and do one of those things, you feel more alive?
If we ever do a fitness program, can we please call it Get Out and Live?
Get Out and Live. Oh, Kendall, Kendall. Look at them out there. Mr. Snowbottom has had a bowel attack all over that old ruin. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it only improves it.
It's even more ruined now.
I don't call it ruined for nothing.
I didn't think we could ruin the Coliseum any further.
Well.
But we have.
We succeeded.
And that's sad.
Try again, and you will succeed. Yes, it's sad, Cliff. It's sad that that we have run out of time, because I was just having a hell of a time over here. I got a quote for you.
All right.
Love yourself. It is important to stay positive, because beauty comes from the inside out.
Mm.
Jen Prosky said that.
There you go. I don't want anybody else. Ooh, when I think about me, I love myself. Oh, I don't want. This is about your quote. Anybody else. Oh no. And it was a hit from the Love Yourself episode of the show.
Beautiful.
I'm just calling back in case anybody remembers Stuart or Jones.
Call back. I don't remember yesterday.
Well, we know that. That's why we have to archive all these shows.
I know.
So one day you can listen back to what really happened.
It's in the Bushtown Library of Congress.
Kendall, in our lives, change is unavoidable. Loss is unavoidable. In the adaptability and ease with which we experience change lies our happiness and freedom. And that was said by Huda.
But Buddha.
But Buddha.
And if you don't like it, you're just going to have to go ahead and accept it.
Accept it. Accept. Accept. Accept.
And now before we go, everybody together, take a big happy breath in.
Happy breath.
And let out all the shittiness. And we'll see you here next week.
Come on, get happy.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
I love myself. I don't care if you love me. When I'm feeling down, I just have to think of me. I search myself. If I'm lucky, I find me. I forget myself. I'm right there to remind me. I don't want anybody else. When I think about me, I love myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I'm the one who makes me happy, honey. I'm the sun who makes me shine. When I'm around me, I'm always laughing. I have already made myself mine. I close my eyes. eyes, and I see my eyelids. Think I would die if I stopped breathing. A fool could see just how I adore me. I get down on my knees because I always floor me. I don't want anybody else. When I think about me, I love myself. Oh, oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.